Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Fútbol, es cargado lo que sí, pero es que se empieza a abrir los tres.
All right, everybody, it is the Announcer Schedule Podcast, and we are doing a special edition here on Radio Row. Mike Gill, I'm joined by Miguel Gerwitz and Rolando Cantu, who are also, you certainly would be familiar if you guys are World Cup fans or soccer fans or football fans, by the way. And these guys, the Telemundo broadcast, Sunday Night Football, I am just pumped up to be able to talk to guys like you. I love what this podcast is all about is like the journey. Okay. It is like how you got your breaks and travel and just stories from your broadcast experience. So I'd love to hear, first off, he was obviously now the Super Bowl, 3 days, 14 minutes and 18 seconds as we're recording this here on Thursday at Radio Row. This is the sport here. How did you guys get intertwined with this sport and like fall in love with getting the opportunity to broadcast football?
Well, thank you, Mike. Thank you for having us.
Yeah.
How did it start for me? It's always been a part of my life. I played junior high and high school in Texas, and then I took a full ride to Tech de Monterrey, Campus Monterrey in Mexico. And I'm originally from Monterrey, but my schooling, my grade school was in Texas. So when I go and I study back home and I kind of reconnect with my family there, my community, it was something that, the passion has always been there, right? And I played in big games in the Big Ten back then, and 35,000, 45,000 people. It was an open television. So there was a passion there. Won a couple of national championships there. I was able, fortunate enough, Mike, that I tried out for NFL Europe. Played 1 year in Berlin Thunder, won the World Bowl that year. Rohan Davey, LSU quarterback, Tom Brady's number two, was the star of the team, of the Berlin Thunder team. That got me exposed.
I knew a guy that played for the Frankfurt Galaxy.
Yeah, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, of course. People showed up. People like you, podcast people, bloggers, and all kinds of international media showed up. So the spotlight was on the offensive line. I was able to land a starting job with the Berlin Thunder, and that got me exposed. The NFL, the Arizona Cardinals took a chance on me, Dennis Green, God rest his soul, back in 04. And then I was fortunate enough to become the first Mexican player from the college leagues in Mexico to land a job with the Arizona Cardinals and start one game. So for me, it's always been a part of my life, and now I'm a broadcaster with legendary Miguel Gurwitz.
Yeah, and Rolando, at what age did you start like playing football, like American football, when you were like, this is something I want to try?
I started in seventh, eighth grade.
So late.
I started a late start. And I played baseball before that, and it got to the point where there was baseball practice or football practice, and I kind of chose the football route. So for me, it was sports that always been in my life, and I played soccer, but I got ejected from every single game because of my size. And It didn't draw the attention it drew other, friends of mine or cousins of mine. So, yeah, for sure, it's been a part of my culture since the get-go.
That's awesome. You're an analyst with Sunday Night Football. You guys are going to be, when NBC gets the big game back, you will hear these guys calling a Super Bowl, which would you ever imagine in your wildest dreams that you would be calling a Super Bowl?
No, for me, it's totally different because I come from a soccer background. I covered the Mexican national team like 18 years in Mexico. Then I got an offer from Telemundo. I came here to the States. And then they gave me the opportunity to do some golf. Okay, I'll do golf. And then the Olympics. And then, hey, horses. Yes, I do horses. Okay. And then, do you want to do the NFL? Yeah, but I was a host. So last year, I was hosting the Sunday Night Football, And the play-by-play announcer, he got COVID that day, 1 hour before the game. And Victor Ramirez, my producer, he told me, "You're in."
What is that like?
Yeah.
That day. Me? What is that like?
No. Me? Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure.
What's the game, by the way?
It was Vikings. It was Vikings again.
He was blacked out. They asked him to do Sunday Night Football.
Yeah. I'm going to remember. But and I was so ready and with my, you know, and he told me, Miguel, how many times have you done this? Oh, wait. This one? Yeah, none.
You had never called an American football game.
Never.
And now you're doing Sunday Night Football.
I love the sport. And I did that game. And everything was like, okay. And he gave me the chance. He gave me the opportunity.
I love it. I love the story, by the way. Both of your guys' stories. Oh, I love hearing this kind of stuff.
He explained it, you know, without telling the side word. Brother, not only did I hear it, that is your guy. I mean, this is the future of the play-by-play with Telemundo. And obviously, we went to the Super Bowl that year, and we were able to kind of get this team together. And it's been really fun, Mike, because outside of our jobs, Miguel and I are really good friends. And it's natural chemistry, man. You have to make sure that you guys grow together.
So I'm glad you brought that up, because we talk about these broadcasts now. We talk a lot on this podcast about the broadcast teams, and like you hear Burkhart and Greg Olson right now, and how it sounds like two guys who have been friends and are just enjoying. Like, and I feel like that's why that team has burst right on and are getting such rave reviews, because they like it. They like doing it together.
It was Vikings Green Bay. Now I got it.
Vikings Green Bay.
Yeah. Well, if you ever have a chance to visit us in Telemundo in a game, in the commercial breaks, we are laughing, we're joking, we are friends, and that's very important for me.
Miguel, what is, you know, so many people who listen to this podcast are play-by-players, or they want to be play-by-players. How did you get into play-by-play?
Preparation. Everything is preparation. You need to be prepared for every single step that you're going to take. I wanted to do play-by-play. I wanted to do this, to call those games. And I had the opportunity, and you need to be ready. It's like in sports. If you're not part of the starting team, you're going to have your chance. You're going to have to see your opportunity. You have to take advantage of that. And it's all about preparation.
Like, I've never worked. I've worked with pretty much every major media outlet in the States and in Mexico, calling games as a color analyst, you know, for multiple networks. I've never seen a play-by-play prep so hard like this guy. Miguel, the first time we got up to our broadcast booth, I mean, he just invaded my personal space with research and notes, handwritten notes. I'm like, hey, you want me to bring another table? I mean, but that's just the way he is. His journalism background just really prepped him for this next step, which is now calling games on Sunday Night Football.
Well, since you prepared so much, tell us about the day that you had to broadcast 18 hours of games.
Yeah, it was crazy. Actually, it was 27 hours nonstop.
Nonstop?
Yeah, I was in the World Cup. We had four games.
Qatar.
Yeah, Qatar.
And so you're on site there.
Yeah, I was in Qatar. So I was the studio host for every single game that we had in Telemundo. And so I finished the last game. It was a Brazil game. Then I got to the studio, the other studio, and at 4 a.m. I called that game. It was Vikings again.
Patriots. It was a Thursday night.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Those are Thanksgiving games.
Thanksgiving. So this is Thanksgiving night. This is happening.
Yeah. He's halfway around the world.
Oh, you called the soccer game in Qatar and then went to a studio and called the football game.
Yeah. But, hey, Miguel is calling play-by-play.
Where are you?
I'm in the headquarters in Telemundo, where we should be, right, calling regular Sunday night editions on Thanksgiving. But here we go. I mean, our rhythms, and I know so much his style and the way he preps, where we don't ever overlap, and that's something that you'll hear a lot on a broadcast, right? So we've stayed disciplined, and with that, I think Miguel calling the game from Qatar and me just coming in at the right time. I had him on a big screen. I mean, it was a jumbo screen, and I had the cameras, and we had the research and everything. We had instant communication.
Wild.
I think it was what it was technically. I mean, from a tech standpoint, it was like 0.5 of a delay, nothing. So it really
– I'll tell you, really, during COVID, guys, I called games from my back porch. I was sitting on my back porch and had the video on my big screen and just called it off of a big screen. So it sounds like something like similar to what you did for, but I'm doing it for a high school football game. You're doing it for Sunday Night Football, right? But what is the difference in preparation for World Cup soccer and NFL football? Like, how much difference is the prep for that?
I think you have more research in the NFL and in soccer, but it's the same responsibility. You need to be ready. And I think the big difference is that you have like a research package of maybe 90 pages every single game, and then every single story of
from the producer.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you need to read and then go to YouTube and watch a lot of stories. You know, you never know what kind of game you're gonna call it. It's a boring game. It's no emotions. And you need to be ready for that.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
We had one game, Mike, which was the Chargers Jaguars, right? The comeback for the Jags, right?
You called that game?
Yeah, we called that game. And
the playoff game?
Yeah,
like two months ago?
Yeah.
Month ago.
And Miguel and I were like, okay, this is the first time we're gonna go through all our notes, because he has a great research package. And then all of a sudden the Jags started coming back, and it was like, okay, it got really interesting. But to the point of Miguel, you have to be ready for any occasion. I think with having the responsibility, being the two voices of Sunday Night Football for Telemundo, you have to make sure you prep like other broadcasters do on the general side. And I think that's what's kind of paved the way for us as well.
You know, after getting to play the game and then broadcasting the game, how much, you know, did you learn playing the game in the NFL that you were able to kind of now explain? Because a lot of people get put in that booth and it's like a foreign experience for them, because, you know, being an analyst, being a play-by-player, you go to school and you might call games growing up. Yeah. But being an analyst, you're just kind of like going off of your experience. Yeah. So how much, you know, from your playing days with the Cardinals and are able to use that in the booth?
Every single time. My prep is like, okay, I'm going to go ahead and pretend I'm the offensive lineman, I'm the right guard, and I'm going to see personnel in front, and I'm going to go ahead and make my notes and my observations. And usually for me, Mike, I watch two weeks, if you're in the middle of season, 2 weeks before, 2 weeks, you know, that are in the can already, and you get to see the tendencies. And my experience from prepping is watching game film.
Right, that's what I was going to say. So how much?
For me, it's game film.
Right.
For me, it's game film. And for me, you know, approaching this from the player standpoint, it's what makes us different from any other broadcast, because there's very few former NFL players that speak Spanish.
Real quick, I know you guys got to roll. This is the Announcer Schedule Podcast. Like, rate, review, subscribe. You mentioned horse racing. You did the Derby?
I did the Belmont Stakes.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, because Larry Colmus did the Derby. We had him on a couple months ago, right after the Derby, and he was telling us about the call, and, you know,
it was crazy.
Unbelievable. Yeah, but I said, crazy. How is calling something like that, man? You know, boy, how do you get involved in doing that?
They just gave me the opportunity. I love when I lived in Mexico, I went every single Friday
to the races.
Yeah.
Oh,
I love the races.
That's awesome. I mean, what a story.
I love every single sport.
Well, guess what, man? Sounds like it. I mean, the fact that, you know, the horse racing, I find that, because the horse racing guys, now you're different. They seem like they are in that horse racing run. Like, they have such a cadence. Yeah. It's such a recognizable, the horse racing guy is such a recognizable. Larry was phenomenal, by the way. He was told tremendous stories on our podcast. If you're listening to this podcast and you're like, Larry Colmes, he's great. He was on the podcast. Go back to the feed and listen to it. Rolando Cantu and Miguel Gerwitz, NBC, Telemundo. The Super Bowl will be with you guys, what, 3 years?
2025.
Yeah. This year it's Fox. I think CBS next year.
And then we're up.
And then these two gentlemen right here are
going to have it. Man.
Look at that. 3 days, 0 hours, 0 minutes. Yeah. We hit it right on the nose there.
I love that countdown.
I love the countdown, but I love the story. That was fantastic, guys. I think our listeners are really going to like it. If you're one of our podcast listeners out there, these guys are live on Radio Row here for Super Bowl 57. And we appreciate you guys coming on to announce our schedules. All right. Thanks, guys. And, of course, check our feed, and we'll have more. We had Gene Steratore on earlier this week. Check out that pod, and we'll do more from Radio Row here on Announcer Schedules. Have a great one, everybody.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.